Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1217. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Rabar and Zisa, Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, and the Rufu Shalem Yehudis Chava Bas Liba Arnina, getting back to our Malach of Goizeh's sharing. Okay, so we were in the middle of talking about how to work with cooked chicken. I have a piece of cooked chicken, and now I see there might be one feather or a few feathers on the cooked piece of chicken, which I'd like to take off, and I want to eat the chicken on Shabbos. So could I take off the feathers? So we established the fact last year in reference to our malach of Gozeh's sharing. We said, we spoke about if it's a regular live chicken or even a dead chicken, plucking out hairs is definitely not allowed. But when it comes to a cooked chicken, Rav Moshe brought down in the in a tshuva that it has a din of that it's already considered plucked, and it's already as though it's already out, and we saw Pesach Shulchan and so on, that he wants to say also this whole thing, plucking out feathers from a cooked piece of chicken, is not the malach of Goizeh that we're talking about. Okay, so today I just want to talk about, what about the malach of Borer? Right, we spoke about this in the Malach of Borer way back when, a few years ago actually. So we just want to review it again. What about the Malach of Borer, separating the bad, taking out the bad from the good, which is the feather you want to take out from the good, which is the chicken? Is there a problem with doing that? If you're going to tell me that good, it's not a problem of plucking it out of Skoizes, you know, sharing, plucking out feathers, but what about Borer removing bad from good? Okay, so Rav Moshe says over there in the same tshuva, which we quoted last time, again, it's Arachaim Chelek Dalid, Simon Ayin Dalid, Ois Tes. Rav Moshe says in the same tshuva, fine, it's not the Malach of Goizeh to pluck it out, but as far as Borer, it would be a problem. Says Rav Moshe, Vrat Sheleka in that same tshuva, Vrat Sheleka Inyin Malacha, it's not the Malacha Bechlal, the Ein Ru'in Leshum Davo Mashlichan, you're throwing it out, fine, as far as Goizeh. But the problem is you're taking out bad from good. Velochin says Rav Moshe like this, Velochin Im Efshel Ashlicha Mipiv, in other words, if the person is able to, the best thing to do is, if you have the piece of chicken in your mouth and there's a feather, pull it out of your mouth. Like we spoke about in the past, in conjunction with the Malach of Borer, various different types of pits, sometimes small pits to take it out of one's mouth, to spit it out. We spoke about watermelon pits, that's the best way to do it. The most kosher way, if you want to call it, when it comes to the Malach of Borer. So the same thing says Rav Moshe. One should take it out of their mouth, the feather, and that would be the best way to go. But let's say the question is, the person can't, older person, a child, oh, it's just hard, it's not batam for me, I can't do it, whatever the case is. So says Rav Moshe, him efsher. If it's impossible to do that, so then yochal litlam koydem achilasai la'alta. You would be able to take it out right before you're going to eat it. Right before you're going to eat it, you would be able to take out that feather from the chicken as far as Borer goes. Okay, so it comes along the Sefer Kalalim, and brings down that whole shtickle in reference to Borer. How do we deal with the feather in reference to Borer? Good, you could pluck it out as far as Goizeh's our Malacha, but what about as far as Borer? How do we work with that? So he says, interesting thing, again on page Samach Gimel in the Sefer Kalalim, he says, L'inyan Borer, as far as Borer goes, says the Igris Moshe, if it's possible to take and pull it out of their mouth, in case not, right before you're going to eat it. Good. So he says that, Medivri Igris Moshe, Shekosav Shalachat Chilim, Mefshah Shalachrif Shiyashlich, Hasaris Mepiv, during the course of the eating, he says he's going L'shitasi. In other words, Rav Moshe is going L'shitasi, where when it comes to this feathery, once explained, this feather is sort of like bones, small bones in a fish, in a piece of fish, whereby Rav Moshe's shita was to, one should be careful, shetzarech lechatchila lizrei kratz hamais mipiv. It's best to, Rav Moshe's shita was best to pull it out of one's mouth. And also like the pits we said in the watermelon and so on. Only when it's impossible, it's just very hard to do this. One would be allowed to take out the bones, you know, right before they're going to eat. But now he brings down the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, Shenehagim Lahokal Afilu Lachatchila, even Lachatchila Lahitzi Atzamais Adog Biyad Kodim Achilas. Right before you're going to eat, according to the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, to take out the bones, Yeshla, he says, Yeshloi, Almi Lismach. There's what to rely on with that. We're not going to get into the whole thing with how it works or whatever, but right before one eats, if they can't take it out, l'chatchila, he wants to say there are those who hold like that. As far as kafachaim, he brings from the kafachaim also, she'ein srichin l'shanes mider chachilin, you don't have to change the regular way of eating. K'day l'hasip soilis may oichel samach l'chilasai, to remove it right before you're going to eat. So then he brings that also from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, she'noig l'hakol gam l'hasir, garinim hadavukim laftich b'yad, also when it comes to eating a melon, watermelon, whatever the case is, that he was also meikol l'hasir to remove the pits, right away, right before you're going to eat it, as opposed to having to spit it out. He says, yesh loy al mi lismoich. Okay, so then he brings down Vayin Shamba Arilam at Basil Dverv Mikavan Sha'inza Dercha Huachilim Huachilim. I'm sorry, it's not the way of the regular people who eat. Lahasa Sarais Oif Mevushal Mipiv. In general, people don't stick the chicken in their mouth, the cooked chicken, and then start pulling out the feathers. That's not the regular way our people eat. You have to do it like he says, the regular Derech Achila, so to say. Hamekel Afil Lachatchila Lahasa Sarais Biyad. So then he says, he ends off Hamekel Afil Lachatchila. Even though, so if there's what to rely on, even lechatchila, to remove the hairs with one's hands, but it has to be, but you have to keep in mind, take if koidem achila, right before you eat, and if one does it like that, even lechatchila, yesh loy al mi lismach. In other words, that there is what to rely on, even lechatchila, not according to Ramayisha, but according to others. Okay, so just to sum up the whole situation with Goizes and with Barer, brings down the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 161. We always like to read it from an English Sefer also, if it's possible. He brings down plucking feathers on page 161. It's forbidden. It's also to pluck feathers from either a live or dead bird. Finish. You're not allowed to pluck out feathers from a live or a dead bird. Nevertheless, according to most Paiskim, it is allowed. In other words, it is allowed to pluck out small feathers from the skin of cooked chicken. When the chicken's regular cooked, then you're going to eat it, like we spoke about. So he goes further, does it say for Shabbos Home, on page 162, the Paiskim reason that the cooking itself loosens the feathers and is tantamount to plucking them and pulling them out of the skin afterwards. In other words, when you cook it, it gives it a din of being already sort of like plucked out. That's what Moshe said in the tshuva. It's a kemarita. It's already not there, sort of. And therefore, pulling them out of the skin afterwards is taka insignificant. Okay, as far as the malach of goizes goes, the malach of shearing, plucking out. Furthermore, once cooked, the chicken skin is considered edible meat rather than hide. As we've spoken about in the past, in reference to burr, removing the skin from the chicken, Rav Moshe Shita was that it's all one and is no longer subject to the prohibition of shearing goizes. Okay, it's a regular food. That's it. Okay, now what about as far as burr? He sums up. As far as the malach of separating bad from good, however, due to the prohibition of borer sorting, right, which is removing the bad from the good, one should not pull out the feathers before the meal. That's clear like that, right? Before the meal, you start pulling out the feathers, that you can't do. The preferred procedure, where possible, like we saw, like Rav Moshe, is to put the chicken in one's mouth while eating, separate the feathers from inside their mouth, or whatever, or to spit it out, to separate it and to spit it out, b'shas achila, once it's in one's mouth. Now, he ends off and he says, in conjunction with what we saw from Sefer Klalim and so on, if this cannot be done, then one, in other words, I just can't do it, what am I supposed to do? If this cannot be done, one may pluck them from the skin as he is eating. In other words, as they're eating, b'shas achila, right before they're going to eat it, not before the meal. Again, we want to keep it straight. Like this case of the pits, it's miyad lepeh. There's such a heter of miyad lepeh, what we call it's a bir halach in the melach of bar and simon shin yotes. The whole thing with the bones, pulling bones from the chicken, whatever, in cases whereby a person, they just can't do it, whatever. So in case a person can't, like we saw, there is what to rely on. If this cannot be done, one may pluck them from the skin as they are eating. Again, but we want to keep in mind not to do it, not to pull out the feathers before the meal. That's an important thing to keep in mind as far as burr goes. As far as burr, best thing, again, in one's mouth. In case not, there's definitely what to rely on, even lechatchila. We saw the Sefer Klalim from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa and others, to do it out miyad lepeh, meaning right before one is going to eat, to pull it out then, right before one is going to put it in their mouth, and so on. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha, kol tov.